This is Gabriel in Houston. So we're doing these family devotions with my kids and my wife, and you know, the Advent to Christmas and whatnot. And there was Genesis 22, which was the reading for the day, and it was the story of Abraham being tested by God to sacrifice Isaac, his son. And I gotta tell you, you know, my oldest is six, man. I was kind of scared to read that word to her, you know, because she's gonna start asking questions. She's gonna kind of get, she was gonna freak out. I'm, you know, anyways, I was concerned, to be honest with you. But I had just finished having a conversation with Larry the night before about this call, and I said, "All right, Lord, I'm just gonna trust in you, and I'm just gonna read this." And I read the story, and the Spirit of the Lord got a hold of her heart, and all of us, actually, all of us that morning. This happened like 3 days, like 2 days ago, in a way that that I knew she'll be marked forever with that story of how he obeyed God, and he was about to sacrifice his son, and the angel came and told him to stop, and you know, and that was a perfect lead into to the gospel once again, the substitute of what Jesus Christ did for us. And what impacted me was the fact that the word is indeed living and active, and even a six-year-old can be impacted in such a way that can mark her life forever. And it just reminded me when I was 8 years old at a Bible camp, you know, just indifferent to the things of God, the Bible teacher was reading the story in the book of Revelation in chapter 20 about the great white throne, and the books will be opened, and whoever's name is not found in the book will be thrown into the lake of fire. And I remember being 8 years old, stopping what I was doing and being pierced at the heart. And she asked those that were listening, if you wanted to have your name in the book of life, raise your hand. And I remember 8 years old, I prayed that prayer. That was my first recollection of the Lord grabbing a hold of me. Of course, I left, you know, I mean, I was lost for almost 20 years, but he got a hold of me. So I just wanted to just say that the word is indeed powerful, even for the heart of a child.
Amen.
Amen.